Oh, so much going on. Let's find out what's trending.
What's trending? You can't make this up.
You really can't. And yet, it happened. It happened in Washington State, in the environs of Edmonds. Just recently. You heard about it yesterday on Jason's program. And it turns out that a TikTok video that destroyed the reputation of a businessman, there's a little bit more to say about the person who did the TikTok. This is what got this poor man named Dean Worthy canceled yesterday.
When you're black, you're never really lonely because there will always be a white person all up in your business.
Why are you worried about me?
I am.
Why are you worried about me?
Do you know why? Because I think that you're in distress.
I'm not in distress. I'm uncomfortable because I'm trying to be in a predominantly white institution like this one, and white people keep coming up to me making me uncomfortable.
Oh. And I'm literally just trying to.
And I'm literally just trying to have a drink and have some lobster roll. Well, this is the black guy saying you need to mind the business that pays you and leave me alone before I call the police.
That's
so
all.
You can walk away and leave me alone and have a great day.
Saying, hey,
you can walk away. You can walk away and have a good day and leave me alone right now.
I don't need. Drink?
No, you cannot. I don't want anything from you.
Really
I want you to walk away.
Stand by. It's okay.
There is no standby. It's a walk away. Have a good day. They just can't leave you alone.
You know, those white people, they just can't leave you alone. Well, Carlos Dillard is the name of that guy. And the poor man whose reputation was destroyed on Yelp and elsewhere, I mean, he was on Cairo News for crying out loud, talking about how the internet, at the behest of our buddy Carlos Dillard, destroyed him. Listen to what he said. And you probably heard it on Jason's show yesterday, but in case you didn't, listen up.
Horrible messages about what a bad person I am and a racist. People all threatening me, destroying my business with bad reviews.
I was like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
What's going on here? Oh, that's a great question. You know what's interesting? Now, Carlos Dillard says that he was accused of not paying for his drink at whatever place has a lobster roll that he was eating at in Edmonds. And I highly recommend the crab, by the way, just saying, Carlos. But nevertheless, this incident destroyed this man's, career, right? He's about ready to take down his advertising and that sort of thing because he doesn't want any more bad Yelp reviews because he wasn't the guy who told Carlos Dillard that he didn't pay for his drink. Not the guy. And you heard that, right? Not the guy. And here's Carlos saying that the internet got back to him with the right story that, it's not the guy.
That's when I saw another creator found a Yelp with a picture that looked very similar to the man that I had recorded the day before. And I reposted that second creator's video, like, is this the guy? And then everyone's like, yeah, that's him.
Oh, well, see, what happened was that wasn't him. It was some other person. And we're getting to the point where we're not entirely sure if that other person did anything wrong either. Nevertheless, Dean Worthy, the man whose reputation was destroyed by Carlos Dillard, says this is one of the worst things that has ever happened to him.
It's like identity theft on steroids. It's worse than that. Because, you know, they're killing my business and threatening to kill me.
Oh, threatening to kill him. Lying about him on his own business page on Yelp. I wonder if there's any legal recourse for that. And because, you know, there are people who have been sued for their Yelp reviews, right? So I wonder what that would play out like. Because all at the behest of Carlos Dillard. Oh, but there's so much more to this story. So here's Carlos, just on Cairo News, talking about, that poor guy. It's the wrong guy?
When that wasn't Dean, I was like, oh, gosh, that's not him.
No. Oh, that's not him.
Silly old me. What a mistake.
sure, I just went on TikTok and had thousands of people berate this poor man, destroy his business, and call him something that he's not. Oh, that's totally legit. So here's Dean, the poor man whose life was ruined, pointing at his goatee and saying, hey, you know, this is how you know, listen, this is how you know I'm not that guy in the video. I'm not
that
guy.
I've had this for 35 years. 35 years hasn't changed. So it's not me.
Okay. What do you mean? It's not me. It's not me. Dean says that there's something more at stake here. He might lose his way to make a living.
I may have to shut my business down if we can't fix this because I can't operate with that kind of stuff out there. No one's going to want me for work.
Yeah. And, you know, Peyton, don't people get sued for bad Yelp reviews?
I mean, if they don't, they really should start getting sued for bad Yelp reviews.
I mean,
2021 seems like everyone wants to talk about disinformation. It started on Yelp like 20 years ago. That's where all the disinformation really started. And now it's just piled up into everything.
And I don't think people should be sued willy-nilly, but if they have no idea about whom they're speaking and they start leaving disinformation, fraudulent information, defamatory comments on Yelp, doesn't it stand to reason that you might be subject to a tort?
Yeah, some sort of accountability would make sense here.
Oh, what? Accountability?
Oh, yeah, sorry. 2021, accountability doesn't really matter anymore.
No. Oopsies. You go to rehab for that. Watch him. He's going to go to rehab. Carlos reminds people that he is the victim here, not the poor man whose life he just ruined.
The root of the issue was I was unfairly treated at this restaurant. The internet got the wrong person, but we do need the internet to seek out people like this because I didn't get any justice and I wasn't going to get any justice. And it's unfortunate that it was the wrong person.
It's unfortunate. You know, have you ever heard him apologize at any point in any of the sound bites we have? He's never apologized for getting it wrong or the internet getting it wrong. Oh, it's their fault. It's the internet. Yeah, that's it. It had nothing to do with me. So then Carlos reacts to the Cairo 7 story on the TikTok, and here's what he had to say.
Not only did they do that, they took all of the light off of my lived trauma and made it about his lived trauma. Doesn't that sound about right to you? So I was going to make a rebuttal for Dean, and I said I would. So this is my rebuttal. If you did make a comment on his Yelp review, I hope that you do take it down. But as far as me bending over backwards to make sure a white man is not hurt anymore, that is not my responsibility. And for 400 f-ing years, people who look like me have been hurt for no reason, minding our own f-ing business. I'm sorry, Dean, but welcome to being black because you definitely fit the description. And a lot of us fit the description and we lose our lives. This just really shows you how twisted America is in white supremacy.
It's all his fault. He's a white supremacist. He's white. So he's the victim. Yeah, actually, it turns out that this isn't the first time Carlos has attempted to destroy the life of someone else based on his perceived notion of racism. And it gets ridiculous. Here he is talking about a woman whom he, this is in last June in 2020. So June 2020. Here's Carlos. He's on his Postmates route. And Carlos is cut off, he says, in traffic by a woman who yelled racist epithets at him. He added that later. Here he is following a woman home who he says flipped him off, and stick with it, she's freaking out. Listen.
Karen, you're not going to sit there and flip me off. You flipped me off.
Sir?
You don't touch me. Do not touch me.
Sir,
you flipped me off. I don't care. Why did you flip? Why did you flip me off?
You are totally calling me
Karen.
Something that I'm not.
Ma'am, don't touch me. Do not touch me.
Did you not cuss me? Did you flip me off?
You don't understand.
Why did I get flipped off?
You don't understand. Why did I? You're attacking
ma'am,
me.
I'm
attacking.
Karen, are
She's
you okay?
Out. Karen.
Can you
He's
speak
live
to
streaming.
Me calmly?
No, because you're attacking me right now.
I'm not attacking you. Like ma'am, you flicked me off.
Now, stop this for
Guys,
just a second.
This is her license plate.
Yeah, this is her license plate. This woman then goes and hides her license plate so he doesn't dox her. But it gets even worse. Okay, so Carlos Dillard, the man who destroyed the reputation of a man, his followers did, and he helped, and he never apologized, and he said he was actually the real victim of this situation in Edmonds because he didn't get his lobster roll, and someone accused him of not paying, apparently. And why do I say apparently? Because he does this fairly often. Listen to this. So here he is with a woman, followed her home. He said she followed him. He followed her, confronts her for cutting him off in traffic because he's a black man. Seriously, this is what the case he was making. Listen up to this woman that he tries to dox and out in a live stream.
First Remember, cut. She lives
no,
here. This is her address.
No, this is not true. No,
Karen, you flipped me off.
No,
you cut me off
no,
and flipped me off, and now
you
you're playing the victim. Ma'am, would you like to calm down?
No, you're attacking me right now.
Guys, she flipped me off. She literally clipped me off, and then she tried to come home. She's Karen. Karen, would you like to calm down and have a conversation?
I
Why
want
you?
To. I don't. You're attacking me.
Am I attacking her?
Yes.
Ma'am, I'm not attacking you. You flipped me off and you thought you could get away with it. You didn't think I would find you.
You didn't think I would find you. He followed her. And here she is being called a Karen. And apparently in June of 2020, that was pretty much the worst thing you could be called. Probably because it was after that Central Park thing. The quote unquote Karen over there. So, all right. All right. Here he is live streaming this woman and his confrontation of her, and then continues to add in, embroider his own story on his live stream that had never been uttered before this moment. Listen, cut to.
She can apologize for calling me, flipping me off. I'm trying to talk to you. My name is Carlos. Would you like to speak to me?
No.
This is what we get. Ma'am, why are you sitting here crying? What have I done to you? Ma'am, what have I done to you?
You're calling her a racist, and you followed her home, you weirdo.
So you can go around the city and flip people off and cut me off. So you didn't flip me off. Ma'am, I'm trying to let you talk. Do you know her?
Isn't that nice of him? And he starts appealing to all the people around.
You cannot sit. She
rightly come out and go, what
the
hell's going on?
She cut me off. I have it on camera. She flipped me off.
He did not.
Three blocks away. And then she slammed on her brakes. I have it on my Instagram. And then I got on my car. I was like, ma'am, why are you following me? Why? She literally followed me. So then I followed her back home. And I said, ma'am, why are you being harassing me? Ma'am, listen for about what?
He won't listen to me.
Can I speak to you?
Can we have a conversation?
Ma'am, if you didn't do anything wrong, why can't we just have a conversation?
If you didn't do anything wrong,
then
why can't we have a conversation?
Why did you flick a black man off and then when I tried to speak to you?
So
when I got out of my car and tried to speak to you, did you not back up and not speak to me? Exactly. It's so. So, you know what, ma'am? So you're
now
afraid,
he's offended
you're so
that she backed away from the crazy
black
man.
Flicking people off.
No, I didn't see you.
So why are you driving aggressively, flicking people
I
off?
Didn't drive aggressively.
So why are we here? Why are we here,
Peyton? Why are we here?
That's a great question.
So I spend my day. She literally. I'm gonna go home, but she literally.
You see, she's in the restaurant.
I'm not even doing anything to her.
I'm not even doing anything to her. He's attacking her character.
I'm trying
That's
to.
What he's doing. He's attacking her.
Yeah.
Attacking her character.
You saw it. I'm going to walk away.
Oh, because you're the bigger person.
Did you see her do it?
I saw her do it.
I'm going to walk away.
Saw her break check him.
This is not fair for me because now she's playing a victim when she victimized me. She victimized me.
You're not going to get anything out of this. Just have to walk away.
I know. What's your name, sir?
Tony.
I'm Carlos. Hi. Just kind of let you know what happened.
I understand.
She was driving aggressively. Sure. She flipped me off.
So it's road rage.
You saw it.
She whipped around and then followed him back here. She started the whole thing.
I'm going to de-escalate it, but I just wanted to be known that she started
Peyton, he's
going to
de-escalate it. He's going to de-escalate.
Can he just try that for like 45 minutes in that live stream? Thought that was his whole plan all along. What else was he trying to do?
Oh, yeah, he's totally de-escalating the situation. absolutely. Oh, there's more. Oh, no, there's more. Yeah. So then she attempts to apologize to him, and she wants to apologize because, well, let's listen.
Dare to resist homophobia and racism.
I'm trying to let you know.
This is a learning lesson. Just be a good person. Don't know me.
I wish you did.
I don't.
Can I
look how freaked out she is.
I don't care. I don't
care. Because I'm so shaken right now.
I didn't know. All I know is
that I care about you.
You flipped me off, and when I tried to have a conversation with you,
you think I tricked you. I didn't mean to.
You went like this.
No. Did you or did you not do this? Can I please tell my side and then you can call me a liar if you wish. But
I'm watch
I'm
this.
Not, I'm sorry.
She wants to talk to me and listen.
I really am sorry.
Okay,
please. Wow. Okay, so we were coming around that. I don't know the streets very well, so please forgive me.
Can you just breathe and stop crying?
I'm sorry, my heart is just breaking right now because you don't know how much I love humanity and I have been
so why
so
are you flipping
fit.
People off?
Please, would you stop throwing that in my face for just a moment?
All right,
please.
My name is Carlos Dillard.
My name is Leah.
I apologize that you had a bad day, but I don't have the time to hear your. I don't have time.
I really don't. He's gone on for how long was that video? The initial video was like 15 minutes, right?
At least.
I don't want to hear your wife.
Oh, he's just being the better man. Have a good day. Oh, hi, my name is Carlos. Didn't you see what I'm saying on my live stream about this person being a person who cut me off in traffic? Well, first of all, around where he says that the supposed affront occurred, there doesn't appear to be a place where such a thing could have happened. Then secondly, he's got this woman who comes, I saw the whole thing. And a man standing there and he goes, what are you talking about? That did not happen. So we've got this. Then Carlos posts this on Instagram about a rant of this particular situation.
No, she literally, this is like white women are just doing way too much today. They're doing way too much. She literally flipped me off. She cut me off in the car and then flips me off, says all this, and then when I try to get out of my car, then follows me down the street. And then when I got out of my car, which is why you guys saw, I pulled out my phone and I was like, Karen, why are you following me?
Well, actually, that's not why he pulled out his phone and he didn't ask that question. And it turns out this is interesting postscript for the Postmates driver, who, by the way, had spent 15 minutes arguing with this woman and accusing her of things that she may or may not have done. He canceled the order. In other words, I'm just going to cancel this. I'm not going to take those people their food. I've just had too much. It's just too much for me. Well, it turns out that Karen is married to a black man, whereupon he says, well, I'm married to a black man too. And then on his webpage, there are videos, or actually another webpage, there are videos of him breaking down the situation with his husband. And it goes something like this, where his husband says, you know, I have never met anyone who has gotten into more conflicts like this than you. Because even the husband knows what a loser he married. Oh, my. And by the way, it will not surprise you in the least to learn that he is an actor.
Yelp, Tacoma, Bremerton, Bothell.
This is the Big Local on the Jason Rant Show.
Redmond, Sumner, Kent.
Stories about you, not about Seattle.
The Big Local is brought to you by Alpine Specialty Cleaning. Well, let's get to it, shall we? A man is arrested after a stabbing and rampage in downtown Burien. Now, this is an interesting story. I think the conclusion by the law enforcement entities that actually managed to arrive and do something about it was an understatement of the year. But this is basically how it went. Overnight rampage, downtown Burien, left a worker hurt, store trashed. Okay, so King County Sheriff's deputies arrested the bad guy when he broke into the smokehouse on Southwest 152nd Street and Burien. So here's the way it sounded.
It was a scary situation. All that stuff, like, everything that you see on the floor was thrown at the guy.
Mm-hmm. So the girl, young woman, and her boyfriend were cleaning the entity, the business below the smoke shop. This guy bursts in and then starts breaking stuff up, stabbing people, stabbed one person, but obviously terrifying the couple just trying to work in the middle of the night, 1:30, where the cleaning people come in, you know, so that you get to work and everything's COVID-free and all that stuff. Oh, no. So then she says it was a scary situation, as you just heard. Man came at her brother and his girlfriend with a knife, forcing them to throw things at them and take cover behind a counter.
Well, he just got a couple stitches, but we're just glad that it didn't, you know, it could have been worse.
Could have been worse. The authorities said drugs may have played a role here.
We suspect there was potentially some behavioral health, substance use things that contributed to this. They really let time do its job in this case, and they were able to, as best they could, bring a safe resolution.
They let time do its job, which is to say he went to the drunk tank, and he had the knife taken away from him, and, you know, nobody was seriously hurt, so they'll probably let him go. What do you think?
Even if somebody was seriously hurt, we live in Washington. He would have been let go either way.
He probably would have been let go. Continuing with the Big Local, a shooting at a SeaTac park, because why not? Listen up.
Does not seem to want to work.
It does not want to work. One dead in a shooting at SeaTac Park. So the violence is moving just a little closer to the city. It probably emanates from the city to places on the outskirts of the city where it's just a little cheaper to go and commit acts of violence. You know, because it's expensive. Acts of violence are expensive. You have to get there, and then you have to think about what you're going to do, and you got to get the stuff to make you crazy enough to do it, so that's going to take a minute. And then when you get arrested, if in fact you get arrested, it does put a, you know, just a little hitch in your get along. I mean, hey, well, I wanted to go somewhere else after I jacked up these people and shot somebody and killed them.
They heard the sound of gunshots, immediately came over and learned that we had one victim who was deceased here in the park. It was a crowded park. So we had a very nice evening. We had folks out enjoying Taiyi and basketball courts and all this open space. Those witnesses are going to be critical to helping us determine suspects and exactly what transpired here.
Oh, so shooting, death, and, you know, we're counting on people to turn in their friend. Sounds fantastic. And to help those people find homes, in somewhere other than Seattle, Pierce County taking a page from the, hey, let's do something stupid in King County. So listen to what they're doing. They're finding apartments for straight people, which sounds like it's totally legit, right? So they talked to Cairo 7 News, find out what's going on with finding apartments for street people. No, we're not going to hear that one. Oh, bless their heart. Oh, I see. Well, the executive director of a nonprofit called Housing Connector is like a dating service for straight people. And now let me just say that there is a distinct difference between people who are on the street and homeless people. Both may be homeless. Street people choose to stay homeless because they don't like to go into any shelters, because that really puts a damper on their drug-taking ways. So I say this as a person who's worked with homeless people. I'm not lying. That's exactly what happens. Basically, they want to smoke their rent money, so they want to live out on the street. That's what they want to do. So the Housing Connector helps find them homes, apparently, in Pierce County. For the past 2 years, Housing Connector has operated in King County. Didn't I say all the bad ideas come from there? Creating homes for nearly 2,000 people. Now, that's nice. That's really nice. Are those the people who need homes? Or are these the people, like in the Tenderloin District of San Francisco, that are just sort of locked behind a door so no one else has to look at them? You know, every year I go down there and I literally help the homeless, right? You know, it's just one of those things. I'm looking for a similar program in my area as well, just to, you know, just kind of minister to people who are there. And what I've noticed is fentanyl has really messed this West Coast up. With all the people, you can barely determine whether or not they're breathing. I mean, this is not to be trifled with. And oh my gosh, so the people who are still on the street, they look dead. Okay, they look dead. Used to be where you'd go, hey, can you give me a dollar for beer? I'm looking for a cigarette. You know those guys? Yeah. Those people now do fentanyl. They're doing speedballs. They're doing George Floyd speedballs. And they're on the street, and they are just like George Floyd was behind the wheel of his friend's Mercedes, passed out. Almost to the point where they had to push on him a little bit. Hey, you still alive? You still alive? Because they knew. They knew. So the nonprofit announced that they're going to take it to Pierce County. They're going to use $378,000 in funding from Pierce County and $130,000 from the Tacoma Housing Authorities to find these folks housing. This sounds fantastic, doesn't it? That's just wonderful. And the Housing Connector has generated $13 million in property owners from the number of people it's moved in. We want to streamline how individuals in the community access a home. Right now, it's really a scattered process. So now they're going to do that for people. And why can't they do for themselves? Because they're on the streets drugged up. Most people are not families with children who are on the street. Just saying. And that's how it works. So they're going to use your dollars to find people home when you can't even afford to actually live in the place where you want to live. I mean, you have to go on the outskirts. Really far. Really, really far. And so they want to streamline the effort. Scattered process, literally hundreds of nonprofits working hard to address the problem, but it's fragmented and, frankly, at times inefficient. Oh, great. The Goodman Real Estate participated with Housing Connector in 8 of its King County units in January. So, you know, this is the effort to bring a bunch of folks who will bring down your housing values in your neighborhood into your neighborhood. And I'm not lying, because I know whereof I speak. Well, there you go. There's the big local. That's enough. Oh, it gets more interesting. Far, far more interesting. Great to be with you this afternoon. Hey, it's Victoria Taft filling in for Jason Rantz. He's off doing big official business, and we're glad to be able to sit in for him today. Oh, we continue with the big local. Big story. In fact, it not only has a big local-esque part of it, but it comes into play with our police reform package as well. So it all starts in, what is it, Chelan County. So somewhere else outside our broadcast abilities of the station, but of course you can always stream us. So a man in a yellow dress stole a school bus and drove a loader through his ex-wife's house. Now, you might think to yourself, well, duh, of course. That happens all the time. Man in a yellow dress. Why not? Guy steals a school bus. Check. Drives a earth mover or loader through the house. But yet, I read here. Authorities said a man wearing the yellow dress had just been released from... Where do you think he'd just been released from? Oh, the Western State Hospital. First stole a school bus and later found a piece of heavy equipment and proceeded to drive it through his ex-wife's or estranged wife's. We really don't know what the situation is between them, but here's a tip. My guess is it's not good. I'm thinking they might have a few troubles these days, and I think maybe it's the, I don't know, is it the dress, the mental illness, the loader, is it the stealing of the school bus? Gosh, you know, it's jump ball, really. It's pretty much a jump ball. Well, anyway, so the employees of the Osprey Rafting on Saturday said they saw this guy drive away in the company's yellow school bus from an area east of Leavenworth. Why did I think this was in Chelan? Yeah, I do.
Chelan County.
It is Chelan County. You're right. That's true. So I was right, but I just was being an idiot, which is fine. I can be an idiot because...
An idiot, Victoria.
I'm not an idiot?
No, okay, you're not great. An idiot. You're on the radio. That makes you automatically not an idiot, right?
I think we should go to Carlos Dillard for his opinion about that. I'm sorry. He's probably busy ranting and raving and making stuff up about someone else that has offended him in some form or fashion. I'm sure his husband, who I saw in a video, is probably trying to make a way out of the marriage. I could be wrong, but what can I tell you? So anyway, so here it is. The man's driving the yellow school bus in a yellow dress, and Chelan County deputies, they responded, and they said, yep, there's a bus heading eastbound. Deputies said the driver, oh, interesting, the driver, that would be the man in the dress, wore more than that. He actually went through while wearing his yellow dress and driving a yellow school bus, so they were color coordinated, he ran a red light. And, you know, those colors really don't match very well. So they tried to pull him over, right? But the bus didn't stop. The guy just kept driving. And I just want you to know, this is going to happen all the time now, because due to Washington's new police reform laws, deputies were not able to pursue the bus because... That's a bozo no-no. You can't do it. And they followed him. So the bus traveled through Wenatchee and across the Senator George Seller Bridge. And then Douglas County's deputies followed the bus and they tried to make a traffic stop. But you're not going to believe this. The guy in the yellow dress driving the school bus would not pull over. Isn't that weird? I mean, even a guy just getting out of Western State Hospital knows not to pull over. Oh, no. So this happened on Sunday night. So then I read here from the Cairo 7 news desk. Sunday night, authorities at the Chelan County Sheriff's Office were called by an officer they had with the police department, the local police department in Stevens County, said they believe they had the bus theft suspect in custody. Now, mind you, there were two or three police agencies trying to, as they say, effect a stop with the man in the yellow dress. They tried. But, of course, the guy didn't stop, so they couldn't pursue because, you know, chases of suspects are out of the question unless it's a violent offense, a sex offense, or an escape from a custody or detention facility we read here, or a pursuit necessary to identify or apprehend a person, and or the driver possesses imminent threat to the safety of others and the risk of failing or apprehending the identity of a person. Okay. So under all of those provisos, they could not pull over the bus, even though it had been chased by several police agencies. And we come then to the local police, who said then that the suspect who was driving the yellow school bus wearing the yellow dress stole another vehicle. That was a front end loader. And then he drove it to his old house. Yeah. And apparently the wife found out that he'd been let out of the hospital and fled the scene because she appears to be the only smart one in the whole scenario. And when he got there, he leveled the carport. Yeah. So there's a picture of it. It's a nice shot of the, oh, the leveled front door. I apologize. So not only did he level the front of the house, he ripped up the roof. So repairs on that bad boy are going to be very expensive.
I love the sanity that's all across the state of Washington.
Don't chase him. Don't chase him. That's right. Back in a minute, Victoria Taft in for Jason Rance.